You're listening to a For the Girls podcast Flashback Friday episode. Every Friday, I reshare an older episode for new listeners who haven't heard it, or as a refresher for OG listeners who might need to hear it again as a reminder. Enjoy, and I'll see you with a new episode on Monday.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are talking about confidence, my favorite topic. We are getting into some things about being humble. We are getting into what the difference is between confidence and cockiness. And this whole topic came to be from two separate Dear Victoria questions. So I'm going to ask each question and then answer the questions with today's like whole topic in general. So let's get into these questions. Dear Victoria, how do you stay humble while staying confident? So the thing about confidence is that, simply put, you know your value and you have high self-esteem. So when you're confident, you're generally a positive thinker about yourself and on life. Like, you just have a positive outlook on life. When you are confident, you are certain that you are good enough. It truly doesn't matter to you whether someone thinks so or not. Whether someone agrees that you're good enough or not doesn't matter. You're not going to go out of your way to overcompensate for anything because you're fulfilled as you are. You don't feel like you're lacking anything. Even if you make room for growth and evolving, like, that's totally different. But you're not someone who's coming from a place of lack. So things like jealousy or being envious, overthinking everything, showing off, being cocky, acting superior, all that kind of stuff are all the exact opposite of confidence because they come from a negative place. Like I said, confident people are coming from a positive outlook on themselves and life. And all of those other things, like lacking, you know, humility and all that, that's coming from a very negative place. But when you're truly confident down to your core, so far deep within you, you know that you have nothing to prove to others. You don't have to overdo anything. So usually when someone lacks humility, I would say it's pretty safe to say that they're truly just an overthinker with themselves. And so in turn, they have convinced themselves that they have something to prove to others too. Because they're such an overthinker with themselves, they think other people are overthinking about them. And quite frankly, no one's thinking about you. So they just feel like they have something to prove to people. And that's their own inner problem. That's how projecting works. You know, when someone says, oh, you're just projecting, they're basically saying, like, your own insecurities, your own inner thoughts that you are thinking, you are like projecting onto me. It's reflecting in the way that you treat me, the way that you talk to me, the way that you act around me. So that's exactly that. When someone is like super cocky and showy, it's really just a projection of themselves because they think that they're like not enough. And so then they think other people think they're not enough. So now they have something to prove. So even if that person isn't exactly malicious and doesn't necessarily have bad intentions of hurting others, their mind is in a negative place. So they operate from a negative place. And you'll see those people are full of confidence when it comes to themselves, but they're not exactly generous in handing compliments out. So if you want a tip on staying humble, I mean, for me, I love making people feel better about themselves. I love giving out compliments, especially like really genuine compliments that I seriously, seriously mean. Like, of course, you could tell someone that they look great. Like, that's all good. And I always do that. I always like to make sure people feel pretty and all that. But you know, when you haven't seen someone in a while and you really compliment them, like, you know what? I miss your energy. I love being around you. You're such a good person. I get such good vibes from being around you. Those kind of compliments, I love giving them out because I know that, even such a little compliment, one little thing, can change everything for someone. It could brighten up someone's whole entire mood. It can make someone go home feeling so much better about themselves. So I would say that's a super easy, yet a huge part of staying humble, because I know that complimenting someone isn't going to take away from me. We can both be great. We can both be pretty. If I tell you that you look beautiful, that doesn't mean that I don't think I look beautiful. You know, like, we can both shine. So why not make an effort to lift somebody else up? To me, it's just such a simple thing. And I would also say, for me personally, that I'm humble because I think I'm an old soul and I'm a deep thinker. And I really only get stimulated by deep things, like deep conversations and relationships that have so much beneath the surface. And to me, arrogance and cockiness is all surface level when you really think about it. Like, you can't brag about how your soul is better than someone else's. You can't brag about how your gut or your mind is better than someone else's, right? Like, when I'm talking about getting deep, I'm literally talking about from the soul, from the gut, from the mind. And those are not things that you can really compare to other people or brag about. Everyone is so individual and everyone is so unique. So usually that arrogance or that cockiness is about tangible things like physical appearance and looks, or money, clothes, material things, career, relationships, success, cars, your home, vacations and trips and followers on Instagram and who has this and who did that and blah, blah, blah. Like, being cocky about yourself and about the things that you have are usually surface level things. So if you're like, well, I'm so confident, but I feel like I'm lacking humility, look within. Like, why do you feel like you're having trouble staying confident? You know what I mean? And this in general is why I say confident women never get jealous, because jealousy is really all external. Like, when you want what somebody else has, because at the end of the day, how can you be jealous of something that someone else has when you don't know what they're struggling with within? They might have something that you really want. They might have the success you want, or the relationship on social media that you think you want, whatever it might be, something that the eye can see. What you can see, something that they have, you want it. But then further than the eye can see, within, that person might be struggling. It might be really bad internally. Their relationship might be terrible offline. So for me, jealousy is all external. And I can't really let myself get to a place of caring about the surface of what someone has, because I have no idea what's going on internally. And even in general, like, I just don't want what someone else has. Like, jealous of what? I want what's meant for me. So whatever you have is yours. I know what's for me can't be taken away from me. So if you can take from me what I thought was mine, then it's not meant for me. It's meant for you. That's all you, girl. Have it. You know, I look inward. I'm humble enough to know that others might prefer someone else over me. So, like I said, like, you know, let's use like a relationship for an example, how I'm saying no one can take what's for me. Say that there's a guy and the guy chose another girl. I can't sit here and be like, you stole my man. It's just simply not possible. You can't come into my house, take a man from my house, lock him up, throw away the key, and keep them hiding in your room. And like, that's not how it works. People have free will. People make choices. So that's why I say, like, I just want what's meant for me. Like, you simply can't take something that is mine. So if you can take it from me, then that's all you, and it's not my problem. Like I said from the beginning, yes, I know my value. I'm confident. Yes, I have high self-esteem. Yes, I'm a generally positive thinker. I know my strengths. But humility is knowing my weaknesses too. Or even aside from weaknesses, humility can even just be knowing reality. Like, if you're a humble person, then you're just real. And the reality is, someone's always going to be prettier, funnier, smarter, wealthier, more talented, or have a better body than I do, or be a more likable person than I am. So be humble enough to know that there is always going to be someone greater. You know, we can't be the best. Like, there, we have our weaknesses just like we have our strengths. But be confident enough to know that there will also always be something about you and within you that no one will ever be able to find in someone else. No one else has exactly what you have to offer. Every single one of us have our own recipe with our own amount of ingredients. Some of us were made with a little bit more sass or a little bit more humor. Some of us were made a little bit sexier than others. You know, I was not genetically made up with the nicest boobs or the smallest nose. You know, I see some girls, I'm like, all right, there's definitely something a little bit sexier about her, but it doesn't take away from me, because what I lack in maybe one area, I make up for in another area. Some people are made with more generosity or more intelligence. It doesn't matter what it is, because it's our own personal recipe that can never be duplicated the same way. You can't jar up your recipe and make a sauce and put it in the aisle at the grocery store. No, it's exclusive. It's not one size fits all. And I think the second that you have that mindset of like, I know my shit, but I'm also humble enough to say, you know what? It's fine. She's got her shit going too. Like, good for her. You're going to have that perfect balance. I just think that there's no life without humility, honestly. I think anyone who's not humble, quite frankly, needs a reality check. And they'll get it at some point in their life, because you really cannot live your whole life without humility. It's just, it's not real. Now let's get into question number two. Dear Victoria, I hope you're doing well. Could you possibly touch on the difference between being confident and being cocky, specifically in men? Because I find cockiness in them so unattractive, and my ex was like that. But sometimes I'm not 100% sure whether a man is just being really confident or just plain cocky. Thank you so much. So, I mean, of course I'll touch on men, absolutely, but I'm just going to talk about the differences in general, because I would say it's all the same, like men, women, cocky people are cocky people. So for starters, just think about the words confidence and cocky. Remember, there's a reason why confidence has a positive connotation and why cockiness has a negative connotation. So if you're getting a negative vibe from someone's attitude, behavior, words, demeanor, the way that they carry themselves, it's more likely that they are acting cocky, and that's why it's rubbing you the wrong way. So that negative connotation, it really stands true to the word, because if something makes you feel negative, there's a reason why that aura is going that way. If someone was just being genuinely confident, I don't think you would even be asking the question, because you would feel their confidence in a positive light and the aura would be nice to be around. So when someone has confidence, they shine like a bright light, and it's a good place to be. Your energy is high. It feels nice in that person's company. But when someone is cocky, their light is dim and the energy is low. And that low vibrational energy and dim light is not going to feel good to want to continue to be around. So that person's presence might just really like not feel good for you. And I think something I always say, I mean, I've said it 4 years now. You can go through my Instagram reels and go all the way down for years. You can go onto the For the Girls podcast page and go all the way back to, you know, my confidence episode damn near 2 years ago. Something I've always said is confidence is not thinking everyone is going to like you. Confidence is knowing not everyone is going to like you. But that's perfectly okay, because I have the self-esteem to say, I like me, and I accept me, and I only want what wants me. So yeah, I know I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea. I know I'm not going to be for everyone, but that's fine. I don't want what doesn't want me. And you're not going to get defensive. You don't get offended. You know you can't be for everyone. So if someone isn't your biggest fan, you're not going to be all defensive and talking shit about them. You're not going to be all offended and like going off about how you're so great and all that kind of stuff. And you know what? Confident people own their shit because they're self-aware. They have the self-awareness to hold themselves accountable and call themselves out on their own bullshit. So say that, you know, sometimes people don't like people with really no reason at all. They're just like, I don't know, I just don't really vibe with that person, and that's whatever. But sometimes you might have rubbed somebody the wrong way. You could have just had a bad day. You could have just had an off day. Or sometimes we just act out, you know, we're just like not in the mood and we're not always operating from the best mentality. We're humans and that's totally fine. That's totally normal. And we might be aware that we did that. Like, I'm embarrassed how I acted in front of that girl. Like, that girl probably can't stand me because I was being so bitchy. So-and-so was bothering me and I was just like not in the mood for anybody, you know, like, you're able to call yourself out on your own shit, whereas someone who's cocky is the complete opposite. It is, like I said, being defensive or offended when someone doesn't like you rather than reflecting and looking from like the outside in and like stepping back and peeling back the layers and understanding why that person might feel that way. I find that especially with men, I would say more than women, but cockiness is thinking everyone owes you respect. It's funny because I've always said, like, there are some guys that really are out here thinking everyone owes them respect. But what they're not understanding is that respect is earned. Respect is not just given. You don't just get respected because you're the man. Yeah, I'm the man. I don't even want to say the guy's name, but everybody knows that one guy who's pretty, like, famous these days, and he keeps getting banned from Instagram, and I don't even know if he's on social media anymore, but his videos are all over the place, and the shit he says is just so, like, he's the definition of the type of guy who thinks that he just gets respect simply because he's a man. I actually posted something the other day saying, like, this guy is not the masculine man that he thinks he is. Like, realistically, all he makes it clear that he would bring to the table is finances, which is like, great, sure, provide financially, like, we love that. But that's not going to make a woman genuinely respect you. Like, that's not going to make a woman want to surrender to you and say, like, I feel 100% safe with this man, because you're not providing emotionally. You're not giving her something to admire. Like, for me, because it takes a lot for me to really have feelings for a guy. Like, I could like a guy, I could be attracted to a guy, I can enjoy a guy's company, I could want to be around him, I could have fun with him, I could get butterflies around him. But when it's all said and done, at the end of the day, I can also confidently say, like, this man really hasn't earned my true admiration and respect. He might think that he should get it just because he's the man, but having a penis between your legs isn't what makes you masculine. Sure, it can make you a male, it can make you a man, but it doesn't actually make you masculine in a true embodied, mature, masculine energy. So no, I'm not going to feel like I truly admire you and I truly respect you and I want to give you everything and I want to, you know, be my most feminine self around you. Like, no, that actually has to be earned. So I think it does have to do with this, like, arrogant energy, this, like, cockiness that a lot of men think that everyone just owes them respect. So they really don't understand when they don't get that. Like, they don't understand that it has to be earned. And if somebody doesn't show it to them, they get defensive and make it like the other person's problem, not their own problem. Okay, girls, I got a question for you all to think about. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out.
because I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine how different your life would be if you had the tools to stop settling, to start raising your standards, and to start getting everything you want in life. And guess what? You can get all the tools through my Queens of Confidence coaching program. It's a self-paced, 8-module digital program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts and worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program too. Topics of the Queens of Confidence program include external validation, feminine energy, masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and yes, more. You can get instant access to the entire program right now, and best of all, you can watch and learn at your own pace because your access is granted forever. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's the best investment I've ever made into myself. Vic is the best person to learn from. She's a true expert when it comes to confidence. Worth every penny." And I've taken a couple of courses where they sound rehearsed or just repeat the same cookie cutter things. Your course is the complete opposite, and your everyday examples really drive your points home. So girls, it's your time. Invest in yourself, you're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you for changing your life for the better. Head to victoriaalario.com or click the link in the show notes and get the Queens of Confidence program now. I was today years old when I found out that the average bottle of water contains 240,000 tiny particles of plastic, and I never moved faster in my life to make a switch in my daily routine. So I found LifeStraw, which is the only water filter dispenser that removes over 30 contaminants, including microplastics, bacteria, PFAS, and improves the taste of your tap water. I personally had no idea how contaminated bottled water can be, but I always feel so guilty constantly restocking so much plastic in my house. So I always drank tap water, but my fiance would never because, to put it bluntly, he thinks it tastes gross. Now that we've been using LifeStraw, I feel so much better and guilt-free knowing I'm drinking safe water, and my fiance actually thinks the improved taste has been such a game changer that now he drinks it too. And it was seriously the easiest change I ever made. So goodbye microplastics, bacteria, and gross tasting water. No more nasties. Use code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off of the purchase of any LifeStraw home product at LifeStraw.com. Offer cannot be combined with other promotions. Do you ever feel overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, girls, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. And then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through too. Menstrual cycles, menopause, and even though it's a natural process, it doesn't make it any easier to go through. But the good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body adapt to any stressors, like all chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So it's perfect for women who struggle with all different life-disrupting symptoms, such as PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, or uncontrollable cravings, menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, or even poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or even occasional bloating and gas. So in other words, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is here to make women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They made no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today. If you know me, then you know how much I love the finer things in life, but there is nothing I love more than luxury at an affordable price. That's why I'm always talking about how much I love Quince. It's my go-to shop for luxury essentials for less. From 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from only $50 to washable silk tops and organic cotton sweaters, truly no one else compares. And by the way, I have that Mongolian cashmere sweater in 4 colors: black, brown, ivory, and camel. So needless to say, I'm obsessed, and yes, you will be too. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, so they cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us, which of course we love. Aside from the sweaters, I have so many styles from Quince, including the washable stretch silk tee and the cotton crew neck tee, which are my absolute staple pieces for dressing up or dressing down a look. Everyone's always asking about my elevated basics because no one can ever find the perfect white tee to go with jeans for a daytime look or the perfect silky tee to go with leather pants for a night out, and I recommend Quince every single time. I also love to style all of the tops that I have from them with their ultra stretch point ankle pants because they're dressier and thicker than a legging, but more versatile than trousers or jeans, and they look so good tucked into boots, which is my favorite style. So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/forthegirls for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forthegirls to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forthegirls.
So I would say men handle that problem with getting like angry and insulted and all that. And women are a little bit different. I mean, it could go both ways, but I would say that women, when they're offended by someone not respecting them or whatever, they might not outright say, I'm offended or I'm insulted. Like, they're going to go the route of saying that they don't care. But what they're going to do is project their superiority. And that tells you everything you need to know. So they might not say, I'm offended that they said I'm ugly. But instead, they would project and be like, well, I'm prettier than her. So they might not say, I'm offended that they don't like my content on social media and think that my posts are annoying, but they might say, well, I have so many more followers and I make so much more money with my posts than them. So they think they're coming across in a way that's like, oh, I don't care, I'm unbothered, just because they're not outright saying that they're bothered. But it's really how they speak about that person and speak about themselves afterwards that shows you their cockiness. And I don't know if they genuinely believe their superiority or not, but at least they say it. And when I notice this, like when I notice somebody doing that, I always find myself thinking like, this person really must not hear themselves. Like, they must not have the self-awareness to hear and see how ridiculous they sound, how ridiculous they're acting. Like, I just hate that. It's so uncomfortable and weird. Like, listen, we're all girls and we all gossip at some point, but when someone's like talking shit about someone in a way like that, like I'm so much better than they are, I'm like, I don't even know how to respond because they're not easy to try to confront or to try to reason with. They're not easy to try to like explain this to, because cocky people in general rarely own their own mistakes. Like, they're not going to own their bullshit and all that kind of stuff. They usually find an explanation rather than just pure accountability. Instead of saying, you're right, I did this, that was fucked up, it's like, well, I did this because of that. Like, they just always have an explanation for everything. Ultimately, I think confidence is quiet. I actually just made a TikTok about this the other day. It's not necessarily about cockiness, but it's all about confidence being quiet. I'm actually gonna play it because I want you guys to understand.
Girls, if you are dating right now, there is a big common mistake that a lot of you are making that is the reason why you're not getting exactly what you want. What's happening is that you don't realize confidence, knowing your value, knowing your worth, having standards, having boundaries, all of that is quiet. You don't need to talk about it. You just need to be about it. You just need to walk the walk. It doesn't matter if you're dating one man or if you're single and dating around, dating a bunch of guys. If you have this list of things that you're looking for, you're like, these are my standards, all that, but you don't act like these are your standards, then they're just preferences. They're not genuinely standards. They're not requirements, because standards are requirements. And if someone doesn't meet your standards, you walk away. So instead of people walking away, and having an abundant mindset, they have a scarcity mindset. So they keep dating the guy who doesn't meet their standards, and they just tell them. They tell them, I know my worth. They tell them, I know what I deserve. But you're still talking to the guy who doesn't. So if you're dating the bare minimum guy who's inconsistent with how much he reaches out to you, sometimes you'll get a good morning text and you're excited. And then other days, you don't hear from him at all until randomly on a Friday night at 10 o'clock. He's like, hey, what are you doing tonight? Stop answering that. Or if you're dating a guy who always has something going on with his friends, he's always telling you about the fun things he has coming up. But when it comes to you, he's super nonchalant, shows no effort or urgency or excitement about taking you out. It's very like last minute, maybe even the day of, oh, I'll let you know, I gotta see. It's kind of more of a hangout situation. If you're accepting these plans and you're going with the flow of him directing you and leading you basically nowhere, you can't then turn around and be like, well, I like a man with a plan. I'm a wine and dine kind of girl. My standards are that you need to book a reservation a week in advance, take me somewhere nice, pick me up. You can't tell him that this is the type of girl that you are. You have to show him. You have to establish boundaries and say no. And you don't have to say no because that's not up to my standards. You just say no. And you don't accept until it matches what you want. Somebody who is confident has that abundant mindset that I'm talking about, and they will walk away from someone who does not serve them. They will have the mindset that something better or someone better is out there. That is confidence. You don't have to tattoo it across your head. You just have to act accordingly and deny anything that is not good enough for you.
So like I said, that wasn't on the exact same topic, but the point is, when you're confident, you don't need to tell people that you are. When you know your worth, you're not going to be out here negotiating it with people. When you know your value, you don't need to explain it to anyone. You just align your actions and your behaviors with your knowledge of your worth. You don't have to tell people you're too good for their shit. You just walk away from it because you know that you are. So on the contrary of confidence being quiet, I always say insecurity is loud. And I would say cockiness goes hand in hand with insecurity. I was seeing a guy recently who loved to talk about how much money he made. But he was genuinely the most insecure guy I ever met. And it's literally why I stopped talking to him. We went on a couple dates and I just was like, no, this is not something that I could put up with. Like, he was a really nice guy, but the insecurity, like, he didn't realize how loud it was, but it is loud. And especially when you really have that self-awareness and when you do the kind of work that I do, that you're just, I'm a confidence coach. I literally for a living am a confidence coach. So when you're doing that kind of work, and you talk to people every day who do struggle with insecurity, you can see it in every way, shape, or form. So he acted like he was so confident in himself and in his value, but I saw right through it. To me, it was a projection so other people can be impressed. Like I said before, if you're this like really big overthinker and you have a negative outlook on yourself and you feel like you have to prove something to yourself, then you become arrogant and cocky because you feel like you have to overcompensate to prove yourself to other people. And he was just not humble at all. And one night when we were out, I actually overheard someone saying something to him, which I was not a part of the conversation. So it was kind of something that I heard in a distance, but he was talking to a girl and I heard her say something to him like, well, being humble is much more important. And needless to say, I got the ick so bad because, again, like I said, I really don't know what the conversation was, but I already know that whatever he was saying had to have been a projection and he had to have been going that route of that like arrogant cockiness, and it just didn't sit well with that girl. And she didn't say it in a mean way. It was not an argumentative conversation. They were having a good conversation and like she was nice and he's a nice guy. And I just heard her say that to him. So whatever he must have said to her, she probably was like, I'm just going to give this guy a little bit of feedback real quick. And I heard him being like, no, I know. And it's like, but do you know? And like I said, I got the ick because it was something I was already thinking. And it's not that I was trying to look past it. obviously, because that is a red flag and you don't look past red flags. But I barely knew the guy and I'm just like, okay, maybe he's just awkward, like, you know, when you're meeting someone for the first time. Like, maybe he doesn't really know what to say, or maybe he feels like showing off in a certain way will, like, impress me. Like, maybe it's just a thing like that where he knows the type of woman I am. He knows what I'm looking for and he wants to, like, show that he can meet my standards, you know? So, again, it's not that I was looking past it, but I'm not also going to judge and act like I know someone truly deep in their soul before I even get to know them more than, like, three times of, you know, seeing them. So that's why I was kind of like, all right, let me see, because this guy's actually really nice, but I don't know why he's like that. So I'm like, oh, all right, maybe he's just trying to impress me. But then when I heard her say that to him, oh my god, I was like, okay, no, like, this is not gonna work with this guy. But I also just find, like I said, he's nice, but I also always talk about how there's a difference between being nice and being kind. I don't know if I've talked about it in an episode. Actually, I think I did. I think I mentioned the difference in my bonus episode, 27 Things I Learned in 27 Years. It was my birthday episode just a couple weeks ago. And I'm pretty sure I talked about the difference between being nice and being kind in it. Send me a DM on Instagram if you guys want me to get into that even more. I may have talked about it on TikTok too. I don't know. I talk a lot of shit. But anyway, where I was going with this was, I find in general that confident people are kinder people. But now, that does not always mean that they are nicer, because confident people are not people pleasers. And it's the people pleaser that are usually the nicest people, but they're kinder, as in they generally treat people better with more respect. They genuinely have people's best interest at heart. They make someone feel very, very comfortable. So that's why, you know, I said he's a nice guy, but I don't think that talking about, like, money and things like that with people is really kind. Like, it's just an awkward place and it makes people feel uncomfortable. So I just feel like when you're really genuinely confident, and I'm not talking about, like, an overabundant amount of confidence, I'm just talking about you're totally content with who you are, you just have a different way with people where you are just so much more respectful. And that's how respect is earned, because you treat people with respect. And speaking of respect, confident people know how important it is. So they are not afraid to sit alone. If respect isn't being served, then they aren't afraid to leave the table. Typically, someone who is cocky would never leave the table because they would never ride solo. They prefer to run in packs, and their mindset is usually on quantity over quality. So more is more. Whereas when you're truly confident, you're like, I don't care, less is more. I'm all about the quality over the quantity. And I mean, especially someone like me, like, sure, there are plenty of people that I can go out with on the weekends and have fun with and drink with and spend time with. But to me, I'm like, I don't need more and more and more people. I need my good quality circle. And I would literally rather sit home on a Friday and Saturday night than go out with, you know, I don't need the social friends anymore or filler friends. All I care about in my life are really good people with my absolute best interest at heart. And if I'm not getting reserved respect by people, then yeah, I would much rather sit alone. And then there's one more thing that I would say is a huge indicator between confidence and cockiness, and that is vulnerability. Because confident people are not afraid to be vulnerable. And this goes hand in hand with humility too. Because confident people have humility and they can swallow their pride. Cocky people are very prideful people. They think I feel like they forget that we're human beings, and it doesn't make you any less confident when you have an off day or you're going through a hard time. It makes you a human. And I genuinely think sometimes people who lack the humility to be vulnerable and swallow their pride forget that humans have a brain that might function a little differently every now and then, and forget that humans have emotions that have highs and lows. I even think about around Christmas time, I made a TikTok. I think it was New Year's. I don't remember, but it was around the holidays, Christmas, New Year's, that time of the year. And I made a TikTok just saying I was having a really bad day. And I was saying it's so shitty being single for the holidays and being alone on the holidays. Like, that's the time of the year that, at least for me, people just value and love and cherish so much, is like the best memories ever. Like, Christmas time, New Year's, that time of the year is just so, like, wholesome. And being single during that time of the year is really hard. And someone had commented it being like, I forget exactly what they said, obviously, because I blocked them and I deleted the comment, and this was so long ago, so I can't say it word for word, but it was basically along the lines of like, well, aren't you a confidence coach? Like, this doesn't sound very confident of you. Like, you don't sound, like, you sound very insecure. Like, for someone who's a confidence coach, you should really, like, work on your self-esteem. And they're like, you need to figure out how to love yourself and do things alone. I'm like, you have no idea who you're talking to, because I'm literally the queen of dating myself and doing things alone and loving myself. So it was, like, the most bizarre comment. Like, people are just so quick to comment on a 30-second thing about you and try to tell you about your whole life, you know? So then I made a follow-up video basically saying, like, clearly that person struggles with vulnerability and they think that being vulnerable is a weakness rather than a strength. And maybe it's a trauma thing. Maybe they grew up being told not to be vulnerable. But when you're actually secure with yourself, you're really not worried about thinking like, oh, but if I feel this way, then that's going to make me insecure. Like, your brain isn't even going there. Actually, I'm going to play that video as well. I'm not going to play the first video. I'm just going to play the follow-up.
I have two things to say that are kind of unrelated to each other, but they came to be because of one comment, so bear with me. One, if you are the strong friend, like if you're the strong person, the strong one who doesn't ask anyone for anything, you're most likely single, very independent, always alone, doing everything alone, whatever, just know that you are allowed to have bad days. You're allowed to have hard days that don't feel great to you, and it does not invalidate how strong you are. It does not invalidate how independent you are, how confident you are, how comfortable you are being alone just because you had a bad day. And the other thing is that if you were to hire a coach, someone to help with like your confidence, or just anyone, any sort of coach that builds your self-esteem and does your, you know, personal development, you better hope that they are a real human being who expresses real emotion and like real hard times, because otherwise it's gonna be filled with toxic positivity. They're gonna be on like robot mode where you can't even relate to them because they have no sense of empathy, because every single time that you're going through a low, that it's gonna be like, well, you better get off that ass and whatever, blah blah blah, and like get back up. And like, honestly, human beings are like, really should have highs and lows. Like, you should really like go through emotions and let yourself feel things. The reason why these two things came to be is because of one comment that I got yesterday that I can't show you because I deleted and blocked them because I do not welcome negative energy in my space. But I posted a video yesterday, December 26th, talking about how hard it is being single on that day after the high of Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, being with so much family, so much love, you know, everyone around, and then knowing the next day, December 26th, they're all having their, like, intimate, immediate family time with their husbands, their kids, and I'm the only one who went home alone, and it's like, wow, like, this kind of sucks right now. And a comment was like, aren't you a confidence coach? Like, this just goes to show that you have low self-esteem. Like, you should not be helping women. And it shows that you have a lot of insecurity. One, don't ever call me insecure. I am the complete opposite of that. But two, confidence coach or not, I am a human being. And it's December 27th. I'm already having a better day. Like, I'm already, like, loving life right now. But yesterday was a bad day. And I would really hope that someone who is at that confident wouldn't be afraid to express those feelings because it's like, I'm a confidence coach, like, I can't have a bad day. Like, no, I'm a real person, and I'm not going to be afraid to share that.
So, basically, moral of the story is, vulnerability is a strength, it's normal, and it shows how secure you are with yourself. And when a cocky or arrogant person thinks that going through those things and sharing those things makes you insecure or have a low sense of self-esteem or have no sense of independence. It's truly their own projections and their own problems that they are seeing within themselves. And that, my friends, is all we have for today. So thank you all so much for listening. Until next time, girls.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.